Punt is off. And it's still a pretty good punt. And with the bounce, Ian St. Arnaud will field it at the 20-yard line. And he is absolutely swarmed and swallowed by this Lancer punt coverage team. So it'll be first and 10 for the Gaels from their own 25 with less than 2 minutes to go here in our first half of action, of course, during the Something in the Water halftime show. We will have a playoff score update. We'll have all of the final scores for the other OUA quarterfinals. Although, to be honest with you, I don't think there's any real surprises therein. First and 10 from around the 25 for the Gaels. Leo dropping back to pass. Over the middle, and very nearly picked off. Was looking for Nico Cuomo. And that would have been a disaster. But instead, the ball will fall to the turf. Setting up another second and long. As the Gaels are in the thick of it here, folks. They are facing down this excellent Lancer defense. Leo dropping back to pass. He is under pressure. He is rolling out, and he is going out of bounds. And we can confirm Mac has fallen 46-10, and Ottawa, they put up a good fight, but they lost 26-15. So next week, it'll be Guelph and Western, and whoever wins this game will be traveling to Kitchener to play the Laurier Golden Hawks. And right now, if the Lancers' defense holds, it could be Windsor looking for their shot at redemption. They played Laurier tough in their regular season contest, so if they get back, they've got a shot to shock the world. As for Queens, they are just trying to survive here in hostile territory. Another good punt from Matt Driver. Takes a bit of a bounce, fielded just shy of the 55 by Giovanni Cunningham, who is out of bounds shortly thereafter. Likely a no-yards penalty, so Windsor will get another good starting field position in a game where they have controlled the field position battle. The Gaels just trying to avoid giving up any more points here. They have yet to score a touchdown. They have 6 points, all coming by way of special teams. A Tyler Mullen field goal, a conceded safety, and an absolute boot from Matt Driver that resulted in a rouge. You gotta love it, the rouge. With a minute 23 to go here in our first half, the Gaels are fighting for their life here against this great Lancer defense. Corson Roy in at quarterback. He is, of course, going to hand it off. And that is another stuffed run by this Gaels run defense. My goodness, Joey Zorn hit a brick wall there. By the name of Van Wishart, who has been playing so well for the Gaels today. He had that sack on Skelton earlier, and he just dropped Joey Zorn on a first and 10 handoff. It'll be second and 10. A game where the Gaels trail by a single score, 13-6, Corson Roy. Multiple men in motion. He is going to fake the handoff, roll out, under pressure, and he takes a shot. Corson Roy, a huge sack. As Josh McBain, it's been the veteran guys you can count on today. Josh McBain and Van Wishart have shut this Lancer drive down and given the Gaels a chance to put points on the board and at the very least keep this a manageable halftime deficit, at the very least. Neither team able to get any kind of sustained passing offense going here. Fantastic pass rushing from both sides have made this a stalemate. a defensive stalemate as a timeout by the Gales. And they're going to need something special to pop points here. And Ian St. Arnaud run back would do it. But he would have a long way to go. It is 3rd and 18. In a game that has been mostly a defensive stalemate. Special teams play from both sides, especially in the kick coverage games. Lancers looking to limit the explosive St. Arnaud. With less than a minute to go in our first half, 13-6 deficit. Good punt there. Fielded inside the 20, and we have got a little bit of explosiveness from the Queens punt return team, taking that one up over the 45. Ian St. Arnaud, a 35-plus yard return. Great job there from Ian St. Arnaud to give his offense a bit of breathing room. He's been uncharacteristically quiet today, which is a credit to the outstanding special teams play from Windsor. But he made something happen there. Balance formation, Isaiah Adams, the running back. Leo under pressure, but he does have time, and he does complete that pass to Nico Cuomo, who has told me that he feels like he plays better when the pressure's on. Well, he just showed us that he passes the stress test there. A huge first down for the Gales, who are now inside Lancer territory. They went from their 45 to the Lancer 45, and they are still moving. Although Leo is running for his life, looking to make something happen. He evades one would-be tackler and goes out of bounds. Probably right around the original line of scrimmage, but considering, they're gonna tally this as a 5-yard loss. So it looks like he was pushed out of bounds prematurely. I thought maybe he was able to tiptoe that line. But that sack sends the Gales back. 2nd and 15. With less than 30 seconds to go here in our first half. Queens trails by 7. A touchdown deficit. Leo under pressure, once again though, completes the pass, and that's big Mateo Tuioti, who falls forward for a first down, and they're going to have a chance, I think, to get Tyler Mullen on the field. There's about 16 seconds left. Mateo Tuioti caught that one, saw that he wasn't going to be able to make it out of bounds, so instead he turned north-south as opposed to east-west, and he took what he could get, getting the Gales an extra 6 or so yards. And that is a huge, huge pass completion from Anthony Leo, who struggled early, but has looked good when he's had a chance to throw. As with 16 seconds to go in our first half of action, the Gales are threatening to put points on the board. But if it's 3, 6, 1, or 0, that's going to weigh heavily on the outcome of this game. What will it be? Likely, well, certainly another Anthony Leo pass. He's got Mateo Tuioti on the field, Nathan Falcone, Nico Cuomo, Logan Walton out on the left-hand side. Isaiah Adams has been the running back since that Kasari fumble. Multiple men in motion. Adams staying in to help with the pass block. That is going to be a completion to Macamillo. That's Logan Walton. Logan Walton with the catch. Double move, turn around, out of bounds. And at the very least, the Gales have a very makeable field goal to cut this lead down. With 7 seconds to go, I think we might see one more offensive play. They're inside the Lancer 15. I think this will be 1st and 10 from the 12. We're going to get at least one more play, touchdown or out of bounds. Those are your two options here. You want to give Tyler Mullen a chance to make it if you don't convert this touchdown. Leo over the middle. Oh, it's dropped. The tying touchdown is dropped. And now the Gales, with 2 seconds left, will go for a consolation field goal, but that is a golden opportunity that the Gaels let slip through their fingers. And now, instead of a tie, we're looking at Mullen trying to make this a four-point deficit as opposed to a seven-pointer. And that is up and good. So the Gaels do start to claw back. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. It is a 13-9 ball game here in Windsor, as Queens has got their work cut out for them if they want to survive and advance. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to take a brief musical interlude, and then we'll be back with your Something in the Water halftime show. This is Jesse Bell here with you, potentially for the final time this year. But we will see what Coach Steve Snyder and company have drawn up at halftime. They trail against this excellent Lancers defense deep in enemy territory. It's 13-9 Windsor in this OUA quarterfinal matchup.
Did you know that Something in the Water Brewing Company was named Canada's new brewery of the year in 2022? Their fantastic team is always adding new flavor to the food and beverage menu. Something in the Water just launched the Tri-Color Touchdown this season, a beverage inspired by CFRC's coverage of Queens Gaels football. Visit somethingbrewing.ca to learn more and follow Something in the Water YGK on social media to stay current with all that's in store.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town. And on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified, with support from Rhea May, take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
And now it's time for this week's Release Radar, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM in partnership with the City of Kingston and the Kingston Music Office. And today we're featuring Pound Salt's new single, Stadium, released on October 11th. Stadium is a high-energy rock anthem that really captures Kingston, Ontario. With its fiery vocals and driving beat, the song looks back at some major local events that brought the community together. And it's all about celebrating the city's vibe and the people who make it special. The powerful sound just makes you want to sing along. Check out at Pound Salt Music on Instagram and stream Stadium now. Want to get your new release highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form through the Kingston Music Office website or via Instagram at visitkingston.music. And now let's enjoy Stadium by Pound Salt right here on CFRC.
Music.
And coming up now in this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a track from folk artist Anthea Fever's debut album called Summer's Morning. Recorded at Neptune's Machine on Wolf Island, the 10-song collection covers themes of love, trauma, and recovery. The arrangements range from sombre to uplifting, driven by Fever's poignant lyricism and deftly fingerpicked guitar. The album, which shines a light on the intricate balance between bleakness and hope, will be available on streaming platforms and as a CD. Anthea Fever is also having an album release show on October 19th at Next Church at 7:30 p.m., supported by Alexander Gallant. In the meantime, let's enjoy this song by Anthea Fever called Bedtime Story on Release Radar, right here on CFRC.
Someone to wear their beating heart upon their sleeve. In my chest there is a hole. It don't take much to make it whole. Just tell me that you'll walk here next to me and be my bedtime story. I've been reading lots of books, and boy, I think it would be good if you would read the words out loud to me. If the pages come alive, then we'll have nothing left to hide, and we could ride away, and you could be my bedtime story. Your head is a secret garden, darling. Oh, I beg your pardon. Won't you take a walk around with me? Oh, the trees, they start to dance, and I have never been entranced like this before, and that is why you'll be my bedtime story. Oh, come to my bed, pour your fairy dust over my head, leave your shadow in my drawer, and take me by the hand. At the door, my bedtime story. Tell me all the places you've been and every little thing you've seen, and maybe now you won't do that alone. You can show me all your dark, I'll let you see all my scars, and each of us will call each other home, my bedtime story.
Did you know that Something in the Water Brewing Company was named Canada's new brewery of the year in 2022? Their fantastic team is always adding new flavor to the food and beverage menu. Something in the Water just launched the Tri-Color Touchdown this season, a beverage inspired by CFRC's coverage of Queens Gales football. Visit somethingbrewing.ca to learn more and follow Something in the Water YGK on social media to stay current with all that's in store. This is the Something in the Water Halftime Show live on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back, folks. This is Queens Gales football here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It's me, your host, Jesse Bell, and we are in the midst of an absolute slugfest between two OUA heavyweights as the Queens Gales are on the road in Windsor to take on the Windsor Lancers, and it has been a defensive battle thus far. The Gales trail by 4 points. It's a 13-9 ball game, and the vast majority of the scoring in this game has come by way of special teams. Two Tyler Mullen field goals, two Brady Lidster field goals, a Matt Driver Rouge, and a conceded safety for the Gales. And Windsor has added in a short Christopher John touchdown as well. That's what's gotten us to this 4-point score line. I want to take a second just to thank our title sponsor for this season, Something in the Water Brewing. We always love and appreciate their support. Hopefully, regardless of the result of today's game, you'll head down to 275 Princess Street either to celebrate or commiserate. The choice is yours. Check out the tricolor touchdown while you're down there. It has been a tough game to watch at times, being honest with you folks. The Gales offense has really struggled today. They have less than 120 total yards of offense. They have more turnovers than touchdowns. Jared Kasari getting stripped midway through the second quarter. We haven't seen him in the game since then. It's been Isaiah Adams in the backfield. Anthony Leo has been hit and miss. He's completed some absolutely excellent passes, but he hasn't been able to orchestrate this offense in the way that we know he can. And credit, of course, to an aggressive, deep Lancer defense for that. Defensively, the Gales gave up basically one long run to Joey Zorn, and otherwise they've been playing quite stout, and the pass rush especially has been absolutely outstanding today. Van Wishart had a huge hit early on starting quarterback Danny Skelton, knocked him out of the game. They have been swarming Corson Roy like they were, well, a Roy sibling looking for a succession handout. There you go. I had to make some sort of succession reference when you have a quarterback named Corson Roy. But Corson Roy, the Lancers' backup, has been on his back most of the game, tasting turf early and often. So it has really been a game dominated by defense and field positioning, and so far the Lancers do have the edge in both of those categories. The winner of today's game will advance to take on the Laurier Golden Hawks in Kitchener next week. The Western Mustangs manhandled the McMaster Marauders, winning by 36 points, and the Guelph Griffins survived the Ottawa Gigi's, winning by 10 to advance. So Western and Guelph will play one another next week, and whoever wins this game will make the trip to Kitchener. And the Gales, it's been a long road. Quite literally, they've traveled more mileage than any other team, and they will have to continue to do so if they want a chance to play in the game they are hosting, the Vanier Cup, the national title game. They have got their work cut out for them, folks. They will have, I believe, the defense on the field to start our second half of action. And this is a game where whoever capitalizes on the most mistakes will walk away with the victory. And so far, that's been Windsor. The Gales had a dropped interception deep in their own territory in the midpoint of the second quarter. But other than that, the Lancers have done a good job of playing turnover-free football. And as a result, they hold this small but still quite looming 4-point lead as we are just a few minutes away from the kickoff of the second half of OUA quarterfinal action. It is win or go home. Survive and advance, or better luck next year. It is a one-score game. The Gales find themselves behind by 4. Can they pull off what would be an incredible second-half comeback and survive to move on? Or will this be an ignominious end for our Golden Gales? All right, folks, I'll be back with you shortly. Next time you hear my voice will be the start of our second half of action.
Come get the best gourmet burgers in town at Harper's at 93 Princess Street. Choose from over 50 burger combinations and sides, cool and crunchy salads, shareables, and plant-based options that will delight carnivores and herbivores alike. Indulge in their delicious hand-spun shakes, boozy slushies, and more. Come in to kick your night off with their special After 8 menu or place an order for pickup or delivery. Learn more about sweet deals and menu items at harpersburgerbar.com.
Black Dog Hospitality presents third quarter football action on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are seconds away from kickoff here in our second half of action. It's a 13-9 ball game. The Gaels deep behind enemy lines playing this one in Windsor against a tough Lancers team. Kickoff there from Tyler Mullen. A bit of a shorter one. Fielded. And that's a good return by a big man for the Windsor Lancers. So they're going to get this one around their own 40-yard line. So a shorter kick, trying to keep it out of the hands of Giovanni Cunningham. And the Gaels, if their defense continues to play how they have, especially in the second quarter, have got a really great shot of turning this thing around and making it to the OUA semifinals. OUA semifinals where they fell last year to the Western Mustangs. As we have got a first and 10 from the 35, and it's another handoff, and it's another good gain for the Lancers. Close to first down yardage for Joey Zorn. And I'm just looking to see who we've got in at quarterback. Yeah, so it is still Corson Roy. Danny Skelton seems likely is out for the remainder of this contest after getting absolutely lit up by Van Wishart earlier. So we've got another handoff to Joey Zorn, and this is a much shorter gain, as when you run into the teeth of this Queens defense, don't be surprised when you get bit. Still, that should be enough, I believe, for first down yardage. Windsor has had more first downs. They've had better field position. We do have a player down. So I'll take a second to tell you about our third quarter sponsor, Black Dog Hospitality. Come get the best gourmet burgers in town at Harper's at 93 Princess Street. Choose from over 50 burger combinations and sides. Cool and crunchy salads, shareables, and plant-based options that will delight carnivores and herbivores alike. Indulge in their delicious hand-spun shakes, boozy slushies, and more. Come in to kick your night off with their special After 8 menu or place an order for pickup or delivery. Learn more about sweet deals and menu items at harpersburgerbar.com. Thank you again to Black Dog Hospitality, who also sponsor our Thursday morning Indie Wake-Up Call. Double dip on the sponsorship trip. We always love that. Thank you so much. Let's hope the Gaels can give us a great game in the second half here, trailing by 4 to the Windsor Lancers. And this is a no-tomorrow situation. The Gaels have to win, or their season comes to an end, and this would be the third consecutive loss to the Lancers, and the first time that the Western Mustangs haven't knocked the Gaels out of the playoffs in my broadcasting career. It's been a 3-year Western streak. The only chance the Gaels would have to play the Mustangs again would be to win today and win next week. And right now, let's not put the cart before the horse, because the Gaels find themselves down by 4 to a strong Lancer team led largely by their aggressive defense, although the offense has had a bit more consistency than the Gaels have had, albeit largely through opposite means. The Gaels have mostly gotten it done through the air, whereas the Lancers prefer to ground and pound. Corson Roy and Joey Zorn, your backfield battery mates, as we are just starting our third quarter of action. And it is going to be Corson Roy dropping back, throwing it a bit high, but it is caught. And then Jared Seaway with a Independent Wrestling Academy-like slam on the Lancer receiver, using his momentum against him. It was like a judo trip for a short gain there. So it'll be second and about 8. As Corson Roy likely going to have to drop back again. If it's not a draw play to Joey Zorn, Zorn will stay in the backfield to try and mitigate this monstrous Queens pass rush. It is going to be a handoff to Zorn. Zorn is breaking in on the right-hand side. He has got a first down and then some, steamrolling through some Gaels defenders, giving the Lancers another big first down in a game where they have had the lion's share of them. Joey Zorn has been the only player on this Lancers offense who has been remotely consistent, and the Gales have been unable to handle his explosive rushing style. It is a first and 10 from the Queen's 42. There is a bit of chaos on the Lancer side of the field as that pass falls harmlessly to the turf. But Corson Roy has got to tighten up. He threw that one in between three Gales defenders. He's lucky that wasn't coming back the other way. So a second and 10 coming up, and it seems like there was some discord in the Lancer line of scrimmage, a lot of checks and rechecks, and the result was a, well, not so pretty, a bowling shoe style pass on first and 10. Just a little wobbly, folks, a little lumpy. It's going to be a handoff to Christopher John, and Christopher John gets absolutely nothing. So a third and long. And this is within Brady Lidster's range. We saw him kick a 50-yarder earlier. He has been probably the most consistent point scorer for the Lancers this season. Certainly was the only guy in blue and gold to show up last week against the Mustangs. As we have Tristan Burrell down for the Gales. Clutching his leg, but it doesn't look like it's necessarily a serious injury, but he's definitely in a great deal of pain right now, so we're hoping that's nothing too serious, as Brady Lidster does indeed make his way onto the field for what would be about a 50-yarder. He hit one earlier, and if he hits another one, he'll restore the 7-point lead that Windsor has held for most of this ball game. Whoever wins this one will play the undefeated top-ranked Golden Hawks next week in Kitchener. Whether that's the tricolor or whether that's the blue and yellow of the Windsor Lancers, we shall see. But either way, whoever wins this one has got their work cut out for them next week. Brady Lidster for what would be a 51-yard field goal. He's got the leg for it. He hit one from 50, which had more than enough room earlier in the first half. Seeing if he can restore the 7-point lead in a game that has been short on offensive excellence, let's say. Lidster marking off his distance, 51-yarder. Let's see if he can make magic happen here. It's definitely got the length, and it has the accuracy too, as Queens trails once again by 7 points early in our second half of action. And it's not necessarily must-score territory for Queens, but you cannot let Windsor extend this lead anymore with how well their defense is playing. And I imagine we're going to see a lot of pass. Although Jarrett Kasari is back in the ballgame, let's see if a motivated Kasari can make something happen in what very well could be his final game in the tricolor. He's going to take the handoff, and he is running with aggression, picking up a big first down for the Gales. A 13-yard run right up the gut, giving the Gales their first down of the second half. And I'm telling you, there is an aura emanating off Jared Kasari. He has got some kind of powerful energy right now, folks. He is dialed in. He is clearly furious with himself after that first half fumble. And he just looks so focused right now. Play action. Leo rolling out. He has got the space to make something happen, but he's going to throw it out of bounds instead, looking for Logan Walton. So it's going to be a second and 10 after Leo rolled out to the right-hand side, throwing that one out of bounds. And for me, I know the Lancers have got a great rush defense, but with kind of how focused Kasari looks right now, I would feed him the rock. So here we go, second and 10 from around the Queens 52-yard line. Bad snap. Manages to get to Kasari, though, and Kasari does at least generate some forward progress. A low snap from Chase DeVries results in a bit of a cattywampus there for the Gales, but Kasari does pick up some yardage. However, Queens is going to once again bring on Matt Driver, who has had a solid enough game as the Gales punter, which is good because they've needed him a lot today. Let's see if he can pin the Lancers deep. Another good kick from Driver, who has still played less than a dozen football games, and that one takes a bounce going out of bounds inside the Lancer 25. So good job there by Matt Driver and the punt coverage team. Especially concerning because, the Lancers have their own Ian St. Arnaud by the name of Giovanni Cunningham, who has tallied a ton of huge punt returns this season and especially last year. Really dangerous returner. Gales trail by 7. Here in our third quarter of action, our third quarter brought to you by Black Dog Hospitality. Corson Roy going to hand this one off, and this time Joey Zorn is stopped after a short gain. They need more of that. You have to make Corson Roy beat you because he has not been able to do so far. So we do have a Lancer getting up a little gingerly. But it looks like it's just a cramp. He's stretching that one out. Take a salt tablet, rub some dirt on it, whatever coaching cliche you want to apply. But looks like he is okay. So it'll be a second and long for the Lancers inside their own 25. Corson Roy dropping back. This is where you need a turnover. He skies that one up. And there is no laundry on the field. He quite literally hit Jared Seaway in the back. But he hit Jared Seaway in the back about 5 yards away from his receiver. So no pass interference processed. Seaway didn't even have a chance to turn around. Corson Roy showing off some arm strength. But it is for naught as the Lancers go to punt this one away in a one-score ball game here. We've got two returners back. That is Keegan Vanek and Ian St. Arnaud. Both men are no strangers to big punt returns. St. Arnaud, a record-breaking season, but Keegan Vanek is formidable in his own right. Actually, that's Russell Weir back there. QB2 watching as Ian St. Arnaud breaks this one to the left-hand side. Great return from Ian St. Arnaud going down into Lancer territory. I thought that was Keegan Vanek, but no. Backup quarterback Russell Weir is in the special teams backfield, and he and Ian St. Arnaud help get this offense kick-started here as they will have their best starting field position of the second half. It's going to be first and 10 for the Gales from the 42-yard line of the Windsor Lancers. A great return there from Ian St. Arnaud, who has a strong game on special teams. Not quite as good as last week, but he's been putting out consistent yardage. Anthony Leo on the run, and he will indeed complete that pass. Great job there from Anthony Leo, rolling right and putting that one where only his receiver could get it. First down, Gales. It's a 16-9 ball game. One score, the difference here in Windsor with 8.5 minutes to go in our third quarter of action. This is anyone's ball game. Jared Kasari in the backfield. He had a prolonged break in the second quarter, but he is back. 4 on the left-hand side. Leo, a quick hitting screen pass, and that is a great forward progress play from the Gales. Not quite enough, or maybe with forward progress, enough for a first down. That was a wide receiver screen pass to Nathan Falcone. Just a super quick design screen. Great call there from Coach Matt Nesbitt. And the Gales have renewed vigor inside the 30 of the Lancers. It's going to be first and 10 from about the 26. And a jet sweep! A jet sweep to Nico Cuomo as Cuomo picks up a few good yards there. The Gales haven't run that jet sweep often, but it's been effective when they have. We saw Nathan Falcone score in the Ottawa red zone with it back in week 4. And Nico Cuomo there picked up some good yardage. So it'll be second down for the Gales. But a second and very manageable. Leo dropping back. He is rolling right. He's going to tuck it and run. That's going to be a first down, I believe. We're going to see. Either way, a good forward gain by Anthony Leo. Ah, so it looks like that was first down. This is second down. There you go. So a second and manageable for the Gales. I'll have to forgive the angle I'm at. The sticks are hard to see. But either way, we've got a second down coming up inside the Lancer red zone. And Leo's going to drop back again. He is immediately under pressure. He finds Jerick Asari, but that screen pass is blown up. And so will end a promising Gales offensive drive as a special teams unit comes onto the field. It's been the Tyler Mullen show today, as he has put up 6 of Gales' 9 points. He looks to put up his 3rd tallied field goal of the game. This would make it a 16-12 deficit. And that 4-point wall has been insurmountable for the Gales for the majority of this contest. They led 3-0, then they trailed 7-3, and since then, the score has kind of oscillated between 7 and 4. And it's back to 4 as Tyler Mullen is having himself a solid game here. 16-12 contest. And while the teams switch themselves over, let's hear a word from our third quarter sponsor, Black Dog Hospitality.
Black Dog Tavern at 69 Brock Street is Kingston's friendly neighborhood brasserie. Serving brunch on Saturdays and Sundays and open daily for lunch and dinner, kick back and relax inside or on the courtyard patio with excellent food, beautifully crafted drinks, and good company. You can even make a reservation or place an order for pickup or delivery. Visit bdtavern.com to learn more.
Back in action here, Corson Roy dropping back, a quick completion. Lancers wasting no time, picking up a first down there, gain of about 14. It'll be the first and 10 from the Lancer 50. They're in their own kind of turbo up-tempo offense, taking a page of the Gales playbook. It's a 16-12 ball game. 4 points has been the dominant deficit today. Queens can't quite get past that 4-point wall. Lancer's offense has been quite consistent, actually, about 1 first down per drive, and they've picked up 1 first down, and Joey Zorn has got them well on the way to another, taking that handoff to the right for a gain of about 4 or 5, setting up a second and manageable. That's something Queens hasn't had a lot of today. There haven't been a lot of second and manageable situations. It's been a lot of second and longs, where you give the Lancers the opportunity to get a good pass rush in on you. The Gales are going to need to rectify that. They're going to need to start getting consistent first down plays if they want to get this game tied. Corson Roy dropping back to pass, the most time he's had today, and as a result, he gets a completion for a Lancer first down. And that's been the flow of this game. The Gales get it within 4. Windsor drives down into Brady Lidster's range. They get 3 points. It becomes a 7-point deficit. That has been what has happened every single time the Gales have kicked a field goal, as Windsor has come back, gotten the ball inside the 50-yard line, and had Brady Lidster kick a field goal. And that seems to be what their plan is today. First and 10 for the Lancers from the Gales' 40-yard line. And hey, what can you say? They've been the better team. There is no doubt about that. It's going to be a handoff to Christopher John. He's going to run into the middle of that defense, and get some decent forward progress. Second and middle distance coming up. And for the Gales, it's been a tough season. They've had a lot of injuries. This is the, my goodness, third consecutive year that they haven't had their starting quarterback come playoffs. And it's almost always been that Guelph game. 3 out of 4 years, there's been a serious injury to an offensive playmaker for the Gales against Guelph. In my first year, 2021, it was Richard Burton. 2022, it was James Keenan. And 2024, it appears it was Alex Vreeken, as we didn't see him at any point post-Guelph. Second and 5 coming up from the Gales 35. Corson Roy dropping back. That ball is batted into the air, but it goes backwards and hits the turf. So it's going to be a Brady Lidster field goal scenario. What else is new? Trying to restore the 7-point lead. Queens needs a touchdown. They can't keep kicking field goals. They're never going to catch up that way. That is the reality. Windsor has the ability now to just squeeze the life out of them. They need something to catch here. They need a big play. They need their offense to put up 6 instead of 3. Because if you keep putting up 3, you're going to fall short. Because with how good Brady Lidster is and how well this offense is able to get him into positioning, it's quite difficult to watch. You know what's coming, but you're powerless to stop it. As Lidster kicks another through, so it's a 19-12 ball game. There has been one touchdown today and 6 field goals. As Brady Lidster will win OUA Special Teams Player of the Week regardless of the outcome of today's game with how well he's played. And we'll see if this Queens offense can generate a touchdown drive. They've had a few good drives, but it's been all field goals. And I expect to see a run here from Jared Kasari on 1st and 10 from the 35. He's in the ball game. He hasn't done a great deal today. Windsor has been really formidable up front. But let's see if he can make something happen here. He breaks left, falls forward, a good gain, setting up 2nd and very manageable. That's what I was talking about. Give yourself an opportunity on 2nd down to convert. Looks like that'll be 7 or 8. Jared Kasari not ready for his Queens career to end. Going to do everything in his power to keep the dream alive. And that's the thing. When it comes to the playoffs, you don't have to win by much. You just have to win. 2nd and 4 coming up from the Gales 42-yard line. Anthony Leo barking out some commands to his receiver. He's going to hand it off to Jared Kasari. Kasari finds some space, and that is a 1st down, and he looks like a man possessed right now. He holds himself to such a high standard, and when he's not playing up to it, he is the first guy who will let you know, and he has picked up a big 1st down for the Gales there as we have less than 2 minutes to go in our third quarter of action. Thank you again to our third quarter sponsor, Black Dog Hospitality. More on them in just a moment. Let's see what the Gales dial up here. 1st and 10 from the 52-yard line. It's going to be a pass back from Leo, but that is deep behind the line of scrimmage, and that's going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. I don't know what the design play on that one was. It was a tight end screen, but with how deep Mateo Tuioti was when he caught that one, it looked more like a design tight end pass, as in I was expecting him to throw that one downfield. So a 2nd and long for the Gales. Black Dog Tavern at 69 Brock Street is Kingston's friendly neighborhood brasserie, serving brunch on weekends and open daily for lunch and dinner. Kick back, relax inside or on the courtyard patio with excellent food and beautifully crafted drinks. You can even make a reservation or place an order for pickup or delivery. Visit bdtavern.com to learn more. Leo dropping back, throwing this one over the middle. That is caught, but it is short of 1st down yardage. And the Gales are going to punt this one back to the Lancers. Nathan Falcone's had himself a good game today, continuing his career year. But didn't have enough on that one to pick up a 1st down as the Gales trail by 7. And I hate to say it, but another Lancer score could very well put this game out of reach with how that defense has been playing. And there's less than 25 seconds to go here in our third quarter of action as Matt Driver, he's been busy today. He's coming on to punt this one away. It's going to be an angled punt to the left-hand side. Fielded and taken down shortly thereafter. As we are going to head into our fourth quarter with the Gales down by 7 points. It's a 19-12 ball game. And it is win or go home. And right now, the Gales have got the bus warmed up. They need to stem this Lancer tide if they want a chance to play next week against the Laurier Golden Hawks. Okay, folks, we're going to play a word from our fourth quarter sponsor, the Independent Wrestling Academy, but thank you again to Black Dog Hospitality for their third quarter sponsorship and their sponsorship of the Thursday morning Indy Wake Up Call. Next time you hear my voice, we'll be in quarter four here in the OUA playoffs.
Founded in 2019, the Independent Wrestling Academy is one of Canada's most prestigious wrestling schools. Head trainers Justin Cousineau and Kyle Leader share over 30 years of professional wrestling experience. The IWA offers top quality training at an affordable rate, so if you're looking to start a career in professional wrestling, reach out to the IWA today. All inquiries can be submitted to the Independent Wrestling Academy Facebook page.
And folks, we are back in action here. The Lancers lead by 7. It's first down Windsor. And that is going to be a great tackle on big Christopher John by number 24, Ashton Miller-Melanson. Ah, I see. They gave Windsor a chance to run one more play. Now the third quarter's over. Sorry about that, folks. Bit quick on the draw there. It looked like the time had run out during the Gales punt, but that was not the case. So, just a quick returning to action. We are now actually going to throw it to our fourth quarter sponsor. I love it when they make things more complicated than they need to be. Thank you for bearing with me, folks. Here is a quick word from our fourth quarter sponsor, the IWA.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Here we go. Now we're back in action. A second and 5. The Lancers throw it. Second and 7. Lancers throw. Looking to pick up a first down. It was completed. And they will be close. But it is going to be a third down. Third and about 3 there. And they are bringing their punt team onto the field. However, if I'm the Gales, I'm keeping an eye out for a fake. We saw the Lancers run a fake earlier where they snapped it to their up back. They did it on 3rd and 18, though, and it was not a very successful play. Let's see if on 3rd and 3 they go back to the well once more. The Gales trail by 7. It's a 19-12 ball game. One touchdown has been scored. Everything else has been via special teams. And oh my goodness, it was a great rush by the Gales, but that punt is off. Ian St. Arnaud is not going to have a chance to do much at all, surrounded by 4 Lancers. So the Queen's offense, which has been more misses than hits today, make their way back onto the field. You can't settle for 3 at this point, folks. Here's how the game's gone. The Gales get a good drive. They kick a field goal. They cut the lead to 4. The Lancers kick a field goal to restore the lead to 7. The Gales cut it to 4. The Lancers restore it to 7. You can't settle for 3 at this point. If you do, your season's over today. First and 10 from the 34-yard line of the Gales. Bounce formation, 2 men on each side. Leo is dropping back. He's looking for Logan Walton. He will find him, and Logan Walton fights forward for pretty close to first down yardage. It'll be second and a very doable distance as the Gales are in their turbo offense. No huddle. They are trying to limit any kind of defensive substitutions for the Lancers, although they are bringing their own formidable staff of football players onto the field. It's a second and short. They're going to try and sneak this one. Last week we saw Russell Weir bounce this one outside for a 60-yard touchdown. And I think the Lancers were wary of that, so they will take their first timeout of the fourth quarter. The Gales are looking at a second and about one or so. They brought in their beef unit, including Russell Weir. The play of the game last week, that incredible 60-yard scamper. And we are in a similar situation where it's a second and short from the shadow of midfield. I think he's just going to drive forward when they run this play. But we're at a point now. This is something Nico Cuomo talked about on Thursday. They've got nothing to lose. And when a team has nothing to lose, they are willing to try just about anything. So let's see what the Gales will draw up here on second and short. Russell Weir in the ball game. They are showing that sneak formation. But will they simply fall forward? As Weir is directing traffic here. And what is a consequential second and short after an Anthony Leo completion to Logan Walton. Russell Weir is going to surge forward for a first.